everybody to the greatest music NFT podcast show. I am your host, Beaks Vibe, and this is your number one source for all things music, AI, crypto, and whatever the hell else we're talking about. And this week, I want to talk about one of my favorite and most exciting topics as of late, which is the topic of procedural audio. Now, before we get into procedural audio, I just want to take a step back, give a little context here. So, as you may or may not know, right, I have kind of a deep background with music production, recording engineering, audio engineering, all that stuff, working in the music industry. But this last year, I've been working in the interactive media industry, and more specifically, I've been working within Unreal Engine, which is the video game engine software that is made by the same developers as Fortnite, which is by the company Epic or Epic Games. And they are building one of the strongest video game engines in the world called Unreal. Now, this has a lot... There's a lot about this procedural audio. Now, when we think of procedural audio, typically we think about it in video games, and we think about, you know, footsteps, and we think about, you know, gunshots, because procedural audio is not kind of pre-produced audio the way you would think of a soundtrack, you know, perfectly sequenced with film when you're watching a movie, for example, right? Because what do you think about in video games, you don't necessarily know when a player is going to walk or run in a certain direction or a certain location, or when they're going to use their weapon. And so, you know, this ability for the player to trigger these sounds and, you know, for these sounds to then, you know, help create this immersive experience where in real time there's this audio that's processing. Well, that's all happening within this video game engine, right? So that's kind of this idea of what procedural audio is. Now, if anyone is aware of what Epic, the company, has been going through, the CEO, Tim Sweeney, basically said, you know, Epic was a 500-person company that before Fortnite, you know, they were making however many, you know, millions of dollars. Then they started making several billions of dollars, then turned into a 5,000-person company. And you think about the metaverse, you know, obviously we think about Facebook and Facebook turning their name to Meta and spending all this money. I think it was like $10 billion on the metaverse and so on and so forth. Well, they're not the only company focused on the metaverse. One of the other companies that's a major player in this space, and when we talk about the metaverse, what we're really talking about is augmented reality, AR, and virtual reality, VR, AR and VR, and basically interactive media and in immersive media and immersive reality. And so all of these things, you know, Epic and Unreal and all their technology is a major force to be reckoned with within this space. So why is that important? Why am I bringing that up? Because number one, the future of what the abilities of procedural audio will be able to bring to the fun and excitement of interactive media in general is going to be game-changing. And number two is when people talk about some of the biggest theses in crypto and narratives that are bull cases for why, you know, this entire crypto and Web3 space is going to be big, a lot of it is because of NFTs, a lot of it's because of, you know, gaming, and a lot of it's because of music NFTs. And to me, what I see Epic and Unreal and all this stuff building a future towards is the tool sets for technical sound design to create what I see now as the future of all this being encompassed. It's like I now see the light of what music NFTs can be, and it's so much deeper than MP3s or WAV files with artwork that's stored on servers that can be bought and sold for a little bit of ETH or just some token. And This is hard to explain. This is going to be a little bit of me just rambling this episode because what I'm envisioning, what I'm talking about doesn't necessarily exist, but I see the kind of tooling that's being built that will create the infrastructure that will allow us and empower us to one day build this stuff. Now, here's kind of the idea of what I'm talking about. And I swear to God, what I'm about to talk about is like a billion-dollar idea. I mean, this is like where I see gaming and music NFTs. And when people talk about crypto, they always talk about like the gamification, quote unquote, of like all this stuff. I mean, what's going to happen is, I mean, imagine you're going to make a music video, but it's going to be a piece of interactive media in a virtual world that you're going to create. So rather than watching a music video on YouTube, you're going to launch a program, an app, an application, and it's going to be the song. It's going to be the video. It's going to be the world that they want to show you, this artist, this creator. And part of the procedural audio where that comes in is it's your journey, it's your experience of their world. And what you create will be recorded. And what's recorded can then be generated. And what is then generated can be minted to the blockchain. It can be stored to your wallet. It can be uploaded to a drive. It can be downloaded to your local, you know, workstation, right? And when you talk about one of ones that are within this world that this artist is creating, and so this artist has this entire world, and each, you know, fan or each user within that world experience will navigate it their own way, the same way each player that plays a game navigates a game their own way. And everything that's going to be within that world will be kind of linked and hooked up with procedural audio that's going to be kind of connected to their song. But it's going to be orchestrated in a way where it'll play something that'll be pleasing and make sense. It won't be just totally left for like randomization and not make any sense, unless that's the intention. And so I just see this whole new world that's coming to us that doesn't exist quite yet, where it's so much more engaging, it's so much more active, it's so much more exciting when you think of product and what it is to create and what it is to consume and what it is to explore within this virtual reality of an artist's, you know, mind, of an artist's creation. And this, of course, ties back into what we were talking about a couple episodes where it's like, you know, to even like get the gist of like the technical aspects, the wiring that kind of is underneath the hood of like what's in, you know, even like video game engines, right? Like it's blown my mind this whole year of just like getting into this and realizing just like how much deeper some of the technical concepts of this stuff is. Because I mean, yeah, it's like making music or like making this like 2D piece of media is one thing, but to make something where it lives and breathes, you know, within its own world and you really don't control it anymore, and but it has to be able to operate functionally and not play at the wrong time or whatever you want to, you know, call it, that might be the bug and not the feature. There's just so much technical stuff that goes into that, but it's so exciting because to make that kind of stuff is so much cooler. Like music videos are so much cooler than just a song. Like this is going to be so much more cooler than just a music video. And so that's where I see like when people talk about this idea of like what music NFTs are, I think the concept's always so cool, but then when people look at like what music NFTs are and what people are trying to like sell you, you're like, well, I don't want to collect this. I mean, it's just the song. I mean, the song is, we all know there's no real value to the song. I mean, I can stream the song unlimited amount of times. I mean, especially if it's on the blockchain, you make a zero money on it. There's no royalties. So, I mean, when you collect songs, I mean, you're really just kind of doing a favor to the artist at some point, right? I mean, unless an artist is truly doing something where you're like, holy shit, like, I need to collect this limited NFT because it is my token into something. But for me, it's like, when you think of like what creates replay value or an overall sentimental value for your NFT to sit in your fan's wallet, and for your fan to still have a smile on their face, you know, 6 months later after buying that NFT, and not go, damn it, that was a waste of money. But for them to be able to look back at it and go, man, that is so cool what that is. What that represents is so badass. And I love this idea that still with the, like, with one song, you can create a one of one within a one of one. Right? Because I hate this idea of like arbitrary scarcity. I really do. I hate this idea of like, okay, I have one song and there's 500 copies of it. You're like, well, why 500? You're like, because I want to make, you know, and of course it's just money math, right? At the end of the day, no one wants to just say that, but it's like, well, because I want to make like $5,000. And if I sell it at 0.05 ETH and I make da 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 da, then I can make this much. You're like, that's lame, but I understand. So anyways, that's procedural audio. I wanted to get you guys in on that because I'm super excited about what's to come. I cannot wait to just keep learning more and more about Unreal and everything that is to come with procedural audio and the technology that comes with that and how interactive media can hopefully change the landscape for music NFTs, because music NFTs are dying to be something much more, I think, engaging and entertaining than just the song itself. Quite honestly, I think the song itself, in the intents and purposes of a music NFT, is quite lame. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but I'm just going to say it because I am not here to be your friend. I am here to be a helpful and encouraging word of advice. So I am very bullish on interactive media and music NFTs and technical sound design and kind of taking the technical levels of music to the next level. So I hope to continue experimenting, continue exploring, and hopefully I can bring you a couple use cases in the future. So that's it for this week. Make sure you are following the podcast at TGM NFT Pod. Of course, you know that's short for the Greatest Music NFT Podcast Show. Make sure you are following me at Beaks Vibe on X/Twitter, where we are dropping the avatar video versions of these podcasts. Also, we are dropping them on YouTube, where you can check us out there. And of course, you can always listen to us anywhere podcasts are streamed for free. So that does it for us this week. We will see you same time, same place next week. Until then, peace.